Doctors are indicating a first EKG on Petra Ripley. In 6/19/23, Mrs. Ripley performed a 12-lead electrocardiograph period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm and has a delayed transition along the chest leads, perhaps secondary to lead placement or prior anterior wall. Myocardial infarction next. EKG on Carol Brousseau on 6/19/23. Mrs. Brousseau performed a 12-lead electrocardiograph period. She has a right bundle branch block pattern and appears to be in a junctional rhythm. Period. Next is a 12-lead EKG on Jeffrey Newman. On 6/19/23, Mr. Newman performed a 12-lead electrocardiograph period. Rhythms of sinus bradycardia. Otherwise, it's a normal EKG period. Next is a 12-lead EKG on James Gannon. On 6/19/23, Mr. Gannon performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. EKG is within normal limits, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on James Gannon. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 6/19/23, Mr. Gannon performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%, period, after walking 487 meters in 6 minutes. The saturation was 97%, period, and paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Brian Carroll. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughan. 6/19/23, Mr. Carroll performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%, period. Patient did achieve 313 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at that time was 93%, period. He did pause several times due to chest discomfort and shortness of breath without desaturation, period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Chest discomfort with exertion should be further evaluated by cardiology consultation and testing. Thank you.